Welcome to Bridgecast, an online internet broadcast hosted at paulthompsonblog.com. In today's broadcast, Paul may give reviews of books he's been reading, interview friends, explore church history, or consider current events, all with the hope to keep the lamp of Scripture on the narrow path. Listen in as Paul considers today's topic.
Okay, listen, welcome to this week's podcast. The background noise that you're hearing is while I'm in the city of Port-au-Prince with my friend Alex and his family. And so you'll hear some background noise of some construction of some homes that are being built around the house where we're at. I have the occasion this week to have been in Port-au-Prince with a wedding of a friend by the name of Junior. But obviously while being here, one of our primary reasons for traveling to Haiti on a regular basis is to come in and keep ourselves familiar with the good folks at New Horizon Home. And so that's why I'm going to take a few moments right now, reintroduce many of you to my trusted brother, Alex, who is the director of New Horizon International, and specifically two things that we do here in Port-au-Prince. Well, really three. We have New Horizon Home, which is a home for 20 girls for ages 2 to 8. We have New Horizons School, which provides education for the girls, as well as for children outside the home that come in Monday through Friday and receive education, a total of around 40 to 45 boys and girls that come into the school. And then on Sundays, New Horizon Baptist Church gathers here at the home as well. And that's a gathering of folks in the neighborhood around New Horizon Home. So I'm going to ask Alex to just answer a couple of questions for you, and you listen closely as he explains and expresses his heart. Alex and I, we have a friendship that was born in a season of adversity, bloomed in a time of adversity, and is growing and maturing as well in times of adversity as we try to minister to the lives of the girls that are here at the home. But Alex is a trusted friend and a longtime brother of mine, and sometime that I can tell you the greater story of our meeting and ministry together. But today I want Alex to just introduce himself and his family. So Alex, just tell us about your wife and your children, and then I'll just ask you some other questions, okay?
I greet you, everybody. It is a great opportunity to me to introduce myself. I am Jean Alex Veya. I live at Delmas, and like you know, we have a New Horizon Home stay and at Croix des Bouquets. And we've been started this ministry. It is so hard for me, but God has make Pastor Paul close to me, and God day by day, God give grace, and day by day, New Horizon grow, and my family grow too, because my dear wife, she joined VR too. We got two boys. We have our first boy I will have two years in February 22, and our second boy have in 2 months. And it is a great grace God gives to me, and I have my first family at the Almas and then second family at New Horizon Home. And it is with blessing things to see every day and every day how God take care of those kids, how God take care of those workers, and how God take care of me too. Because I don't have words to explain you all things do at New Horizon, because the words is not very, very strong for me. And in my heart, if I can find in pictures, some picture to show you, I feel good, and I want to feel better when I see the way God give grace and how God use my dear friend Pastor Paul and his family. And Pastor Paul for me is a new family. He is a new opportunity God gave to me to have a little as him. And I'm still staying close to him to see what thing God will, what thing God have for us. Cause me, for me is, I'm still a student. I'm like a disciple. And it is for me, every moment I pray. And I take one day to pray God. But sometimes I don't know what's happening, what's God gonna do, but sometimes He do a miracle. But I'll let you know, Pastor Paul, I see miracle at New Horizon Home. And it is a lot of things, and when something in my heart will be said, and God give make me laughing. And for the kids too, we have, you have 10 months. We never have any girls have great pain. They have fever, small fever. Sometimes they have cold. It's normal. But we never have no girls. They eat in the noon. They eat for they take lunch, dinner, supper, and all the workers take care. And it is a great opportunity to me to thank you. All those person has give some advice. I give some opportunity with my dear friend. Something like a gift. Sometime you just give to him and he bless us. And I would thank you. It is a great opportunity to thank you for all you give and all your support and all the advice and all the support things you give to my dear friend Pastor Paul. And a day you will see. I don't have a great the plane God have, but I'm sure God say in His word I know the project I have in you, great project, non said project, and it is for me great opportunity to see the project God have for New Horizon International.
That's good, Alex. I appreciate that, Alex. A lot of the listeners know that we run this girls' home with you, and that you're the one who does so much work, and the workers, there's no way for me to explain, probably to get the whole point across of how much work everyone does, and the women who take care of the girls, they do so tirelessly. They work with them through the night. They work with them in the morning for breakfast and getting them ready for school, and the teachers who come here to the house to teach the girls, and the cooks who work, they work in the sun that's so hot, and it's so much work for everybody. But I must tell you, when you come through the doors, the gates here at New Horizon Home, this is a place of great joy. This is a place of laughter. This is a place where the name of the Lord is praised. You're going to hear some recordings of the girls singing and praying before their meals, and These are moments that are in the lives of the girls, and they'll be there for all of their lives. But Alex, perhaps you could share and explain a little bit of why it's so important. Why is it important in the city of Port-au-Prince for there to be a place of refuge for girls like this? Well, why do this?
And I want you to know, my dear friend, like everybody know, Haiti is really a poor country. And there's a lot of person, there's a lot of kids don't have person to support. And a day, I will show, because I have a project to make an album. Maybe a day you will see those kids, where they live. And all of them has Cirque du Soleil, a country when they kill, a country when they don't have food. And they don't have opportunity to drink purification water, and for them you will see, and then you will see where we take them. And after 2 years, where they change. After 4 years, where they change. After 1 year, where they change. And I'm sure the picture will show you the difference happened at New Horizon. Now those kids have good education, and every day they still to know God. Every day they sleep in a safe place. They don't see some person dead, And I was asked one of the girl, and he said to me, when I will be great person, I will be a gangster. I said, what things you have? Now, it will be great for me to ask her the same question. And I don't want to do bad things. And I'm sure, now, if you tell him, what thing, what plan you have, he will say it's a different thing. Of course, where she live, the gangster have respect. If you are not a gangster, you don't have respect. Then nobody can respect you. Where she live, and a kid have 10, 12 years old, if pregnant, where she live, it's fighting for food. Where she was stay, and her mom go to the street, take high one, take like something you make out, and they take them, and they go somewhere to give and to buy, and that's where they live, and there's somewhere, and they don't have love, they don't know love, and at this place, there's love, and there's joy, and I'm blessing the name of the Lord for these 20 girls and girls God give opportunity to change, and I'm sure if you come you will see, and if you come you will see the feeling and how those girl beautiful girl grow. And
that's good. Thanks so much, Alex. I really love it whenever you express the reason why this is so important to you. And thank you for the good work that you're doing as well.
In the Lord place.
Yeah, that's good. Alex, kind of walk us through the routine of the day. What do the girls do when they wake up in the morning? Tell us the routine. Tell us the schedule for the day. What do the girls do?
And we got at New Horizon Home, we got three schedule. Schedule for the weekend, schedule for the week. And we will wake up in the morning. The first thing we do, all those kids wake up and we pray together. And the mother first pray with them. And each person has stay in a bedroom, she must pray. That we pray, we glorify the name of the Lord, and sometimes we have in a verses and a song for this week, and we're singing together, and they say the passage in the Bible first. After that, they go to the bathroom and they take bath, they brush their teeth. After that, and they dress them with uniform. After that, they go to the tables and to eat, to praise God. Before eating, any kids can eat before praying. And it's the most important thing. We bless the name of the Lord for this special food. Because they know, and I know too, there's a lot of kids, they don't have opportunity to eat when they wake up. And those have this opportunity. And we bless the name of the Lord for this opportunity he gives to us to eat. After eating, they go to the yard, and they go to the yard. They stay in the yard, and before up the flag, we're singing this gospel song, and we glorify the name of the Lord, and after that things, and we pray. After prayer, we make the flag open. We make the flag up. After that, there is time to school. And they time to go. On the noon, all those kids go in the same place to pray, to say thanks to God for this opportunity he gave to us to pass a lot of hours in the day. After that, the school we pass 1 hour's ad, but it's for education, especially education. We give education with those outside, with those inside. We give every week. We have some project like how to eat, how to greet someone, how to stay. A lot of things I plan in the Sundays after church for 1 week. And then after they wash hands and they go to the table and they glorify the name of the Lord, we're singing together, and after we eat. After that things, there is time to like a pause moment. after the sports moment, and the little girls go and they play. I mean, the most greatest return back at school, and after that, they spend three hours at school back, and we learn them different things, and we pass. Most of the thing happen in the first moment in the day. After that things, and they go back, and they prepare themselves. They go to take bath, and after that we prepare ourselves. We have some time to singing together. They playing together, and after that they prepare to return back at church. And there is a great moment, and they singing new song. They singing a story in the Bible, and they praying. We praying for each of those support. We praying for this country, for our country. We praying for Pastor Paul, his family, his church, and every person God give it to him, to them. And most of the time, they always add each person they know. And it's very great. And after that, and we turn back to the table to take supper. After supper, it's time to brush teeth and to go to the bed. And it's Monday, Tuesday, and for the weekend it's different. For the weekend we wake up, they go to we praying first, and after praying we go to the bath and they take bath and they dressing up, and after that they go to church. And this church is, and they eat first. No, they go to church first. When they go to church, it is an opportunity to them to pass time for the story. We'll end with the story of the week. And we're singing a new song to you, and we enjoy, we glorify. After that, they wash hands to return at the table, and we pray first, and we eat together. After that thing, after the hours, and they spend time for the lesson they have, for the homework they have too, and for a reason, you will see most of the teacher can stay and to do that things. After that. After the hours, and all the workers wash, and this time they playing, and sometimes we will learn the new song too, and after that they return to eat, and we'll add more things for the Saturday, but they return back to eat, they wash hands and they eat, and after that. We pray before eating. We pray for the noon, and they go back. There is time for proclamer, and proclamer was a gift, a great gift. Some different has sent for New Horizon Home, and time for proclamer. It is like it's through the Bible, and we pass time to hear. They hear the story of the Bible in Creole. And they learn a lot of things, and we still have proclamer time here, and after that, after proclamer time, and they prepare for the start to club for Sunday morning. After that, they pass time, and they enjoy themselves, and after that they prepare themselves to go back to the church. After that things, and they wash hands to go to the table to eat and to bless the name of the Lord, and this time to the bed. And Sunday morning is a great day for us. The first thing we do in the Sunday morning, all those kids wake up and they pray together. All this can be same place and to pray. We pray together, and after we pray, they go to the bath and they take bath and we glorify the name of the Lord on the table together. We eat together. After that, they go to the church, and it is a great moment for us. And we have Sunday school, and after that, we have a great service at New Horizon Baptist Church. It is a great service. After we end, Do we turn back at home? Do make new clothes and then end the time to wash hands and to eat. After that time, and when they finish to eat, they return back and they prepare Monday school and homework, lessons, and all those things will supposed to be ready for Sunday. After that thing, there's time to play, and they play together. Sometimes we have a new game. Sometimes it's the enjoy moment, a pastime to give in all the program for the years with the workers. And the song we're gonna sing for this week, the history Bible, we're gonna sing, and something to how to do, like in of the they're supposed to learn the kids. And I've got most of the program for the year, and some person stay take care, and I come, I follow them, and they did the thing, and it is for me, and we have something we want to add. We will be happy to add in the Saturday time for English class, and we'll let them know a lot of words in English, and then they can talk in the day when you come. They can talk with you. They can be happy to greet you. It is signed at New Horizon, the agenda at New Horizon Home.
That's great. It is a tremendous thing to witness and to be a part of the regular routine, Alex. You've done a great job of giving structure and order. With intentionality, the girls know why they're doing what they're doing, and it's just a glorious thing to participate in. Renee and I have completely enjoyed the time at the home with the girls. They've been so sweet to us and kind to us, as always. You're doing such a good job, Alex. Yes. So, Alex, thank you for taking some time to just sit down with me for a few moments. And to the listener, I hope you'll take advantage of some of the pictures that will be posted along underneath the podcast here. And then also, if you're interested in wanting to know more about New Horizon International, New Horizon Home, New Horizon School, and New Horizon Baptist Church, then you can contact me. There'll be a contact form there. Just send me an email at the contact spot there on the blog, paulthompsonblog.com. Get in touch with me. I can send some more information to you. If you'd like to join us in being a regular person who prays for the girls, you'll notice on my blog site there's a link there for New Horizon Home. It's password protected. But if you're interested and you would like to know how to pray specifically for us and know some more greater details, then just send me a message asking for the password. I'd be happy to get that to you, and you can stay up to date about the needs that are there and the things that are needing to take place. And, you know, Alex, whenever we began this ministry, and I think even long before either one of us knew that this would be a spot where either one of us would be today, we know that we must walk with faith in the Lord.
Yeah.
And it's so good to do that. And since April of 2013, Eastside Baptist Church has received the invitation from Alex when Brother Steve McMullen and myself came and visited the home. The girls had just arrived, and our duty was to return home and just ask the Lord's people at Eastside Baptist Church, as we saw things unfolding here and developing, is this a ministry that the Lord wants us to be involved in? And so when we asked the good people at Eastside Baptist Church, there was no question in their minds that this was something that God wanted them to do. And to explain and to express the kind of money it takes to do what you're doing, even in a city and in a country like Port-au-Prince in Haiti, this is far beyond anything that I personally could do or the church that I pastor could possibly ever dream of doing. But without exception, Alex, you don't know that each month as the money comes in, there are some months that are really close and we don't know if we're going to have enough to send for what's needed. But without exception, the Lord always provides. The very first month, Alex, that we were doing this, it appeared that we were about $90 short, and we believed that this was what the Lord wanted us to do, and so we just again went to the Lord, asked if He would provide, and before the day was up, before we even were aware of it, someone had already dropped a $100 check in our church office money box. And so, even though it looked as though we were short, the Lord had already provided before we even knew. We were so happy to send that first amount of money in. And then it's been like that every month, Alex. There's been sometimes we receive money from places we've never heard of. The day before Renee and I left to come here this week, we received a check in the mail from South Dakota. Now, you don't even know where South Dakota is. I live in the United States, and I'm not sure where South Dakota is. I know where South Dakota is. But by the grace of God, God put it upon the heart of someone to send a touch of money. And that makes it possible. Each month it happens like that. Without pleading, without sending out letters, without requesting people, without sending out pictures to show people, the Lord just provides and provides and provides. I'm so grateful to be part of something such as this, Alex. Alex, thank you for taking a few moments, and I'm sure the listeners will enjoy getting to hear what you have to say, and they'll get some opportunities to hear the girls sing. And the sounds of the home are precious and sweet. But thanks for sharing a little bit with us today.
Thanks for listening today. Feel free to write Paul with questions or comments related to today's topics. Helpful links can be found at the blog link related to this broadcast at paulthompsonblog.com.